Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace, breaking crime news now. A New Jersey man, once hailed as a hero for trying to rescue a neighbor from a burning house, now charged with her murder. William Ale, 70, tells authorities while walking his dog, he spots flames coming from his longtime neighbor, 82-year-old Virginia Cranwell's home, and rushes in through an open garage. That's not exactly what happened. We'll find out what did happen in court.
Nancy, authorities in Union County have announced charges in this shocking homicide case. 70-year-old William L. has been officially charged with the murder of his 82-year-old neighbor, Virginia Cranwell. Prosecutor William Daniel and Fenwood Chief Law Enforcement Officer Lieutenant Daniel Kranz made the announcement public. L faces multiple charges, including first-degree murder, felony murder, burglary, and aggravated arson. The case began when firefighters responded to a house fire in Fenwood around 1:37 a.m. L told police he was walking his dog when he saw flames coming from Cranwell's home and ran inside through the garage. But after months of investigation, authorities say the officials determined the blaze was intentionally set. The Union County Medical Examiner ruled Cranwell's death a homicide. Investigators found evidence, including surveillance footage showing L entering the woman's garage multiple times and a gas can with his DNA on it behind the woman's ottoman in her home. The evidence led detectives to L as a suspect rather than a hero. L was taken into custody and is being held at the Middlesex County Jail pending his next court appearance.
Nicole, thank you. More crime and justice news after this.
Rob Reiner and his wife, Michelle Singer Reinger, have tragically lost their lives, and now authorities say they are questioning their son, Nick. On Sunday, December 14, around 3:30 p.m., the Los Angeles Fire Department responded to a home, provided medical assistance. Upon their arrival, they discovered the bodies of a 78-year-old man and 68-year-old woman, later identified as Rob and Michelle. Rob Reiner, renowned director, producer, and actor, is celebrated for directing iconic films such as Stand By Me, The Princess Bride, When Harry Met Sally, and so many more. Born in the Bronx in 1947, Rob was the son of the legendary comedian Carl Reiner and an actress Estelle LaBost. Rob and Michelle's paths crossed during the filming of When Harry Met Sally, leading to their marriage in 1989 and the birth of their three children. Prior to Michelle, Rob was married to the late Penny Marshall. In a 2016 interview with People.com, Nick opened up about his long battle with drug addiction, which began in his early teens and ultimately led to a life on the streets. He recounted his experience of frequently entering and exiting rehab programs starting at the age of 15. But as his addiction worsened, he found himself increasingly estranged from his family and living homeless across several states. Sources close to the situation say that now police are interviewing the son in relation to the death of his parents. A holiday meal intended for inmates at a South Carolina prison was intercepted by a guard before it could reach its final destination. The South Carolina Department of Corrections revealed that the items delivered by drone to Lee Correctional Institution included steaks, crab legs, Old Bay seasoning, and marijuana. The drone and its cargo were confiscated on Sunday morning. While dreams of a holiday feast filled with treats were dashed, the inmates were left with the usual fare served in prison. Looks like some individuals had plans for an early holiday crab boil and steak dinner complete with marijuana, the corrections official shared on X. All of it brought in by a drone at Lee CI. For now, prison guards intercepted. No holiday feast for these inmates.
Craig Melton agrees to give two guys a ride to Belcourt, North Dakota, 250 miles from Melton's Fargo home. 2 days later, Melton has not returned. His roommate reports him missing. Cops find Melton's maroon Saturn abandoned near the Belcourt destination. The back dash and seats have been ripped out of the car. They're missing. No one has been able to ID who Melton was driving to Belcourt, but family members don't believe they were strangers. It's now been 2.5 years since anyone has seen 34-year-old Craig Melton. If you have information on his disappearance, please contact Fargo PD, 701-235-4493.
For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. And please join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories, where we do our best to find missing people, especially children, and help solve unsolved homicides. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.